There is a fascination out there about being a tribe. And it's a bit of a weird thing, because I think this wish to be a tribe springs from a yearning for belonging. And in a sense, it's a healthy inclination, I think. And if people can use the concept of tribe to build connectivity, you know, perhaps then fine. But I also want to give a little word of caution about this whole idea of tribalism. Tribe is an old word that goes all the way back to how ancient Romans classified some of the peoples that they were fighting. But it also has become a scholarly classification of a specific form of social organization. The tribe belongs in a specific place in an anthropological ideas of increasing levels of social organization and complexity. The American scholar Elman Service classified human communities into bands, tribes, chiefdoms, and states. Bands are egalitarian hunter-gatherers, tribes have emerging social hierarchy, chiefdoms are even more hierarchical, and so on. This is an evolutionist idea of human organization, and that is problematic in a number of ways, partly because it tends to place us, contemporary civilization, as the best of all worlds. So speaking in strictly anthropological terms, a tribe is a group that can rest on a variety of factors: kinship, language, cultural identity, location, group identity, religion. It can rest on them, but it doesn't imply all of them. A tribe is a specific classification of ways of social organization. An important feature is that tribes are typically led by what has been labeled a big man, a particularly important person in the group. And you'll find this particular form of organization, particularly in Melanesia and Polynesia. Typically, such a leader figure doesn't have formal authority, like an inherited status or something like that, but rather a tribal leader has a position as a function of charisma and acknowledged wisdom and generosity. Different big men will typically be competing for leadership in a tribal society. And this is sort of the scholarly view of what it means to be a tribe. But I think, and this is just an intuition, I think that people use the word tribe in a way that sort of tries to mean an indigenous-like kind of sort of human community. Perhaps leaning into the original use of the word in Latin, where tribus means an ethnic group. But then I think people idealize tribalism, probably imagining that such ethnic groups would have a very high level of a feeling of togetherness and belonging, so that being part of a tribe would perhaps feel less fragmented than living in a modern state. And this is what I suspect that tribe looks like inside people's head when they're wanting to be a tribe. And I think there's a problem with that, because more than actually being tribal, I suspect that this is a projection of a different model for social organization into the idea of tribe, and that is nationalism. More specifically, the nationalist ideal of a coherent state where people are supposed to be alike, have similar customs, think alike, have similar religions and language like. And that is being projected onto the idea of the tribe as a group of people that are supposed to be very alike. People would perhaps kind of imagine that prehistoric peoples that the Romans named tribes, such as, I don't know, Germanic groups like the Marcoman or the Teuton or the Ingwion, that these kinds of prehistoric groups were internally built like modern states ideally imagine that they ought to be built. That everybody share a religion, culture, and language. This unity, you know, ein Volk, ein Land, ein Führer, this unity. And this gives them, this would then give them this feeling of identity, right? That they generally are pretty aligned and march in the same direction, particularly when they're told to march in some direction or other. And I think this is more of a nationalist myth than it is probably the reality of these groups. Such groups would have been filled with conflicts and differences and relations. It is quite likely that family groups could have been more important as a base of self-image. inside this group, and there could have been competition between different families who would be navigating for power through alliances that would sometimes reach out of the your immediate cultural group, or all that kind of stuff would definitely have been there. But I think it's very legitimate to search for connectivity and to be looking for models in cultural pasts for how to create connectivity. But I would suggest changing the perspective a little bit away from this thing about tribe and perhaps onto stuff like clan kinship groups when you're looking for connectivity culture. My suggestion would be to think in totemic terms. Raven clan, boar clan, horse clan. A little bit like the Finnish neo-pagan group, the Karhunkansa, the bear people. A group of people who perceive themselves as connected, as being connected to specific others in the land. This is a self-image. It's not an identity. It's a self-image that points out of yourself, really. And I think this might be a better way of playfully approaching recovery of old ways of building self-image. I suspect that this tribe thing is a proxy for saying nation, basically. So here's a playful idea for how to start working with this through social media. I've actually had the idea of doing this, making this happen myself, but I don't have the time for it. I'm already completely suffocating under the weight of social media communication. This idea came up in dialogues with my good friend, the Danish historian of ideas, inclusivity debater and biodiversity lobbyist Rune Engelbrecht Larsen. He is working on animism and has been thinking about the possible connection between totemic relation and what biologists call keystone species. Basically, the physically big animals, the megafauna, particularly important for their ecosystems because they create a lot of physical circulations in those systems. And that is why bear is a keystone species, while X, little butterfly, typically isn't, right? So the idea came up was to basically make a transcultural social media groups with bears, with names like Bear Clan, Raven Clan, Seal Clan. And then people in these groups could start playfully developing contemporary totemic culture of kinship with these others. Further, we might learn from the historic example and experience of Indigenous Americans who at some point abandoned a city-state that we today name Cahokia in favor of more parliamentarist-leaning systems, but also in favor of a transcultural totemic ways of building self-image. So, like pre-Columbian Americans, we are living in Cahokia. We are facing the challenge of rejecting a dysfunctional system and returning to more land-based and respect-based ways of being in the world. And I suspect that tribe might not be a particularly good way of doing that. But transcultural totem clans, that might just be it. Just an idea. Try it out, people. See you around.